Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. If you watched the Super Bowl halftime show, you may be entitled to compensation.
I better
yeah,
be.
Yeah, right. I'm going to sue.
Isn't that the truth?
No kidding.
What a waste.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
Well, if they want a good Super Bowl halftime show, they just need to consult us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll hook them right up.
We're available.
Yep, that's right. We'll hook them up.
We'll help them out.
I don't think I can shake like those people do, but anyway. Shake like a show dog passing a peach pit.
There you go.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
What you got?
Murphy's Law, Laws of Combat.
Laws of Combat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. These are actually really quite. They're pretty darn good.
They're revealing.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. Very revealing. All right. Number one. Law number one. You are not Superman.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number two, if it's stupid but works, it's not stupid.
Oh, I gotta remember that
now,
one.
Now, does that sound like something that, we need to put to effect in our everyday life?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's stupid.
If it's not stupid, if it works, it's not stupid. All right. Number three, never share a foxhole with anyone braver than you.
Yeah.
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 No kidding. Which goes along with the same theory that there are no atheists.
There are no atheists
in
a foxhole.
Yeah. Number four, no plan survives the first contact.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
You know, this is everyday living right here.
This is not just combat.
No, this is at work. These could be rules for work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If your attack is going really well, it's an ambush.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, these can be applied at work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Number six, the important things are always simple.
Yes. Yes.
Now, that's a true statement all around.
Oh, we should put that on a bumper
sticker. Well, here's the next two that come after that. The first one is the important things are always simple.
Okay.
The simple things are always hard.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll go along with that. Yeah.
And then the easy way is always mind.
Isn't that?
Yep. Like I said, these are everyday work-related issues here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you are short of everything except enemy, you are in combat.
There you are. You're right in the middle of it. Yep.
Friendly fire isn't.
Not so friendly.
Nope.
No.
Yep. If enemy is in range, so are you.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes,
that's
you are.
That's like the one that says tracers work both ways.
Uh-huh. They kind of do.
They
yes.
do. Absolutely.
Yes.
Things that must be together to work usually cannot be shipped together.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, isn't that the truth?
That happens at work, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you do can get you shot, including doing nothing.
especially doing nothing. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Professional soldiers are predictable, but the world is full of amateurs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. And the final one here, Murphy, was a grunt.
Yeah, and when I catch up with him, he's going to get a kick in the shin.
I'm going to kick him right in the shin. Absolutely right. Got a great show coming
out this week.
You betcha. Brent Hill's riding along with us. Dennis Gaines has some poetry. We have Kristen Harris, Frankie Lane, Dave Stamey. Let's start with Gary Allegretto.
Let's do it.
Yeah, just another mule.
wake up past midnight with a tear in your eye, 'cause you dreamt about your baby and she was with some other guy. Oh my. Tonight you ain't gonna sleep at all, 'cause you've got a real bad feeling. Another mule's been kicking in your stall. So you saddle up for her place just as fast as you can. While you're walking in that front door, you can hear the back door slam. Oh man, any fool could make that call. Yeah man, any fool could tell you another mule's been kicking in your stall. Then you walk into her bedroom, find her slipping on a dress, but there's roses on her bureau and her hair is all a mess. God bless. Looks like the writing's on the wall, and you don't have to read between the lines to know another mule's been kicking in your stall. Walk away, 'cause when a woman's got a backdoor man, only a fool would stay. Hey, hey. You're better off just taking that fall. Yeah, man, move on to greener pastures. Leave that no good mule a kicking in your stall. And one day in greener pastures, you'll be glad that. Kicking in your stall. That's all.
Oh yeah, just another mule. There you go. All right. As you said, yes. Jack, just another jackass. Yeah. Right, yeah. Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Yeah, Big Brother Jim had a grand idea last week. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, he says, let's talk about the mules in the mines.
You know, the
yeah. Yeah, spit it. That's easy for you to say. Go ahead, spit it
Research
out.
Research was fun on this one.
It was outstanding. I'll talk about an article, and I'll give credit to the fellow that I read this article. It was outstanding. I mean, I learned a lot.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. It was great. And the first thought that come to mind, if you remember, going with Dad up to the Little Birch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And asking, you know, there's a few mines that you come across.
Yeah.
And there's these little doghouse looking boxes next to the cabin.
Right.
To the wooden cabin.
Yeah.
And I made the comment, well, that's got to be a doghouse. And Dad says, no.
Yeah.
That's not what that's for. Well, what's that for? It says, that's the mule house.
The mule house.
That's where the mule stayed. Yeah. And we're talking about a small,
little, tiny mule.
Dog house. Yeah. And I says, them mules get in there, so you get cold enough, they'll get in there.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I can't remember those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be darned.
Yeah. And right next to the old shanty is a little small looking dog house.
Interesting. I'll be darned.
For the mules.
It was for the mules. I'll
the
be
little
darned.
Tiny mules.
Yeah. Yes. Well, there are. Before there were mules, men used to push the ore carts.
Right.
They were called trammers.
Right.
And but that was after they got back in there, you know, over 500 feet.
Exactly.
Yeah, the trammers became useless, and they had to use mules. I even saw a picture of goats.
goats.
Yeah.
And I actually, in some mines, yeah. they had actual horses in there.
They did, yeah.
Full-sized
yep.
draft.
Yep.
Yep. looking horses.
You bet.
And I remember looking at those pictures and looking at those horses' eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And they are the kindest, yeah. gentlest,
yeah.
calmest.
Yes, yes.
You do not want to have a renegade in a small
you
space.
You don't want to wreck. And that's this article talked a little bit about that. We'll chat a little bit more about that. Goats, oxen.
Oxen, yeah.
Horses and mules.
And of course, ponies.
Ponies, yeah.
Yeah, that's you know, the Shetland pony. You look at his legs. They're pretty thick and stout.
Why were they bred that way?
Exactly.
What were they used for?
They
right?
came from the Welsh country.
Yeah,
Shetland
right.
country,
yep.
where there's mines. And,
yeah, that's right.
And they got big old heavy
yep.
legs, boned legs. And,
true story.
And can pull a ton.
Did you know there was a song written about mine mules?
I did not.
Yep. Pete Seeger. It's only one verse long, and
okay.
it's been recorded, and you can look it up.
Really?
Yeah, on YouTube. Yep. The words are, uh-huh. "My sweetheart's a mule in the mines. I drive her without any lines. On the bumpers I sit, and tobacco I spit all over my sweetheart's behind."
I guess that's why it's not on the billboard.
Yeah, right. It's only 30 seconds long, you know, and you can even buy it. You can download it for a dollar if you want it. I resisted the urge to pay a dollar for that. So
well,
anyway.
Very clever.
Yep.
Yes.
We need to ditch out to a cow commercial.
Really?
Yeah, but when we come back, Dave Stamey is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348, and mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.